Hey there, do you dream of escaping into a book? Maybe your escape includes a cozy cabin in the mountains or a magical town along the coast. Either way, you're in the right place. Welcome to Literary Escapes with me, Becky. This year on the podcast, we're exploring the United States. So every week I'm going to bring you a new book set in a different state. So let's see where we're going today.
So welcome back to the Literary Escape podcast, and we are cruising our way through the U.S. in the Read Across the U.S. book club, and this week we are in the lovely state of Illinois, and we have author Kelly Olert with us. Welcome, Kelly.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And I hope I pronounced your last name correctly.
Yep, Kelly Olert.
Okay. It always concerns me. My last name's a little weird too, you know, a little different letters. So I totally get it. So, so you, as I understand it, grew up in Illinois. Is that correct?
I did. Yep. I grew up in the suburbs just outside Chicago and lived there up until college and still very frequently am visiting there to visit family because my parents and my brothers and my cousins all still live there.
Oh, that's awesome. So what is your favorite thing about Illinois, the Chicago area?
I am a big fan of the deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
Love me some Lou Malnati's specifically. I think I even have a mention of that in To Get to the Other Side. And so that's a big one. And then there's just always something new to do downtown. Mm-hmm. In Chicago, I grew up, my family had season tickets to the Blackhawks when I was younger. So we went to lots of Blackhawk games. So that was a big piece of my childhood, was going to those games for sure. And then we would do like 1 year season pass to the Shedd Aquarium, one to the Field Museum, another year to the Museum of Science and Industry.
Yeah.
So we could get a chance to go to all of those. So there's just so much to do down there. And the beaches, a lot of people don't associate
with beaches,
but the beaches at downtown are actually really nice. I had birthday parties there.
Oh, that's so cool.
They're great.
What kind of sand is on your beaches? Is it
just
like
it's
normal?
Not like rocky or anything.
Okay.
It's nice fine sand. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I would not have guessed that. I mean, I get, you know, being from Florida, we have lots of beaches and a variety of style of beaches. So that's really interesting. And I forget that lakes have beaches too.
Yeah. And I mean, Lake Michigan is so big. It looks like when you're standing on the edge of it, that you're standing on the edge of the ocean, but with the benefit of fresh water over salt. So you don't have that sting in your eyes.
Sharks.
No sharks. Yep. That's a big bonus. No jellyfish.
Jaws was a big influence in my high school years, and I haven't been able to do the beach since. And it's so sad because we watched the movie recently and it's like, really?
this is what got in my head.
Exactly. Yeah. But boy, the way they put the music with the fake shark, it was so good. But yeah, so I have, my grandparents had a house in Wheaton when I was growing up. And so we would go up every once in a while and visit Wheaton, and didn't spend a whole lot of time in Chicago specifically. But I love that area. It's so pretty. And it was usually around Christmas when we'd go up. So it was always freezing, but such a great area.
That's the drawback for sure. How cold it gets in the winter.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have something called the lake effect, right?
Yeah, the lake effect snow.
Yeah.
I think that's been a little worse since I've moved to Michigan, like along that side of the lake.
Oh.
The snow is a little bit worse than
a little different. Wow.
It ever was in Chicago. But
how curious. Okay. That's so interesting. So my daughter, one of the schools that we looked at before she went to college was Northwestern. And is that Evanston? Is that?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's another really cute town, really pretty area. And so growing up in Chicago, did you venture out a lot or tend to stick to the city?
Yeah, I mean, everything is, it's about a half hour away. Everything. So, I mean, my cousins lived in all different suburbs.
Okay.
We were kind of in grandparents in different suburbs, so we were kind of constantly going from suburb to suburb, and then playing hockey definitely required a little bit more travel, both all around the greater Chicago area and to other states,
probably,
because
probably
there weren't
type stuff.
At least, for me, there weren't very many girls teams. So my regular season's games included like Ohio games, Indiana games, because there just weren't very many girls teams. I think that's changed now,
I hope
thankfully.
so.
But
Yeah. I hope so. Girls
at the
sports
time,
are
not so much.
Definitely making a name for themselves, which is fun to see. I like that. Yeah. So, you went to school in Michigan, moved there, and
college.
And so how did you go to school to be an author, or?
No, I mean, I majored in communications and my plan was to be a meeting planner, and I still am involved in the meeting planning world. My day job is consulting for an event technology company.
Oh, cool.
So I still do that. And then I just started dabbling. My husband's a gamer, so I would either read while he games, or I just started kind of dabbling in writing. And when I first started, I started with like a middle grade fantasy,
Ooh.
and I got like, I don't know, like 25,000 words into it, and I just got stuck. And then I stopped writing, and I didn't write anything for a couple more years.
That's kind of a
And
tough
I
crowd to
had,
write for, so.
And at the time I was reading a lot of like young adult dystopians, Hunger Games, Divergent, all of those.
Yeah.
And then my mom recommended a Sophie Kinsella book to me.
Oh,
And I don't
fun.
even remember which one it was, because after I read one, I immediately devoured her entire backlist and was like, I
Absolutely.
love romance. Give me more. Moved on to Sally Thorne and Christina Loren, and then haven't stopped since.
I love
So,
that.
and as soon as I started reading those, I was like, this is what was missing. This is why I couldn't finish that book before, because I was writing the wrong genre. That's not what the voice. And so then I wrote one chapter and was like, Mom, I think I've got something. Do I have something? And my mom she's cool. She's, you know, she knows how to deliver news to me in a way that like she can be critical if she needs to be. She'll be honest with me, but she's also very encouraging. And she was like, no, I think you've got it this time. So
That's fun.
so I kept going and you know, immersed myself in the writing community and learned and grew as a writer. And here we are 2 books later.
That is so exciting. And are you traditionally published or indie published?
Traditionally published.
Awesome.
So far, I do have plans, because the way that the publishing industry is structured and your contracts have option clauses, and once they, you know, expire those options, if you change publishers, you're kind of stuck, because they contract books so far in advance. Like right now they're like 3 years in advance. So if you change publishers, you kind of are automatically going to have a huge gap between when your book come out. So I do have plans to do a little bit of self-publishing in the meantime until my next traditionally published book comes
And are
out.
you
So
allowed to publish under your own name as a indie published author, or do you have to do a pen name, or do you know yet?
So I currently don't have anything else contracted. I'm currently working on finding myself a new agent, and then we'll go out to different publishers. So
that's
I've
a
got
whole job, isn't it?
It is. I've got a bunch of different plates in the air. So nothing else announced yet, but stay tuned.
Well, that's exciting. Congratulations. And
thanks.
I look forward to seeing what you come out with on your own and how that goes for you.
Yeah, some new adventures for me.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely. So what was your first book?
So my first book was not the first book that I wrote. I wrote one book that ended up being kind of my practice book. You know, I think I consistently got feedback from publishers that the writing was great, the voice was great, but funnily enough, they wanted a plot in a book. And so that book ended up being
darn plot.
More, that one ended up being more of a practice book, rightfully so. But it got me my first agent, and So then I proceeded to write to get to the other side, which
Nice.
got picked up by Alcove Press. So that was my first published book. And
Exciting. And that's the one that we're going to be reading in the book club to get to the other side. So tell me, when I was reading about that book, one of the first lines, I think it's in the synopsis or the blurb on it, says Trixie finds a chicken walking across the road in downtown Chicago. So you had me hooked at chickens. So tell me about tell me about the book, because it sounds fantastic.
So it was inspired by, actually, one day I had called up a friend of mine from high school and said, "Who's new? How's it going?" And she was like, "Well, actually, I have a pet chicken now." What? And I was like, "Wait a minute, don't you live in like a flat in downtown Chicago?" And she was like, "Yep, I sure do."
Oh my
And
gosh.
So she had literally found a injured chicken crossing the road in downtown Chicago one
Oh my
day.
gosh,
And so
that poor
it always
chicken.
amuses me if I like I try to avoid reviews and keep that to be a reader space, but sometimes you get tagged in them, or you know, you just are scrolling through your feed and one pops up there. So it always amuses me when I see reviews that are like, "It's just too unbelievable for me." And I'm like, but the part that you're saying
Chicken
is
would never
unbelievable is
be,
the part
yeah.
that was true. That was the real part. So it was inspired by her, and she ended up taking in a chicken, and it was
That's
a
so
chicken
funny.
who that used a wheelchair,
Oh my
and
gosh.
she had it in her little Chicago flat. And so I said, "This, I mean, the comedy just writes itself. Do you
Well,
mind if I use
yeah.
this as a inspiration for a book?" And she was like, "Yeah, go for it."
That is
So
so
that's
fun.
where the idea was born. And from there, I just kind of developed that and thought, okay, she's going to get kicked out of her no pets allowed apartment and have to find somewhere else to go. And we'll turn it
Sure.
into a roommates to lovers. And it kind of
That's
grew from
so
there.
funny. I love it. That is such a funny premise. And I love that it's a real story. I think that's hysterical, at least the chicken part. So I love that. That is awesome. And so does she still have the chicken or?
No, sadly not. The
Okay,
sadly
yeah.
the real life chicken ended up passing away, but
Yeah, they do that. So, okay. Well, good for her for taking care of a chicken in the end of its life. That's awesome.
Exactly. Yep.
Gave it a good life. So that's so fun. And so after, to get to the other side, what was your second book? What is
My
your second
second
book?
book, Let's Get Quick, is a second chance romance based on a trivia or set on a trivia game show.
Oh, fun.
So we've got a couple that was high school sweethearts that didn't end on the best of terms, and they get brought back together unexpectedly when they both go on to a game show as contestants.
Oh, my.
And I think what really makes this unique is I don't see a whole lot of rom-coms that have like a true villain in them. And this has a little
Agreed.
bit more of a villain. So there's kind of that aspect. There's a bit of a TV show scandal going on that adds an
Ooh.
extra element to it. And then I really wanted to, I found myself in my writing, like just throwing random fun facts in. And I was like, gosh, I really love including these little random tidbits. How fun would it be to do a book where I just load it chock full of all sorts of
Random
fun trivia
facts.
facts. Yeah. So the heroine in this story, Charlotte, she thinks in trivia. So her
Oh.
inner monologue is just a constant stream of fun fact here, fun fact there. Plus, you've of course got the questions that they're being asked on the TV show. So I added a lot of those in there. And as we were editing the book, it was just kind of funny because I would send it to my critique partners and get feedback, and they would say, "Love the trivia fun facts. You need more." Okay. So I added a whole bunch more. And then I would send it to my agent, and they said, "Love the trivia fun facts, but you need more." I said, "Okay, let me add some more." And then I send it to my editor at the publishing house, and they said, "Love the trivia facts, but you need more." So I
Oh
feel
my
like this
gosh.
is, it's splitting at the seams with trivia fun facts,
Oh,
but
that's hysterical.
there, it makes it so that you get a fun rom-com with all the banter and the swoons. And Let's Get Quizzical is a little bit spicier than To Get to the Other Side. To Get to the Other
Okay.
Side is closed door, but Let's Get Quizzical is open.
Okay.
So you get the fun rom-com, but then you also get like a bunch of fun party anecdotes about cool facts that you
That's
can
awesome.
throw out there and be the life of the next dinner party you go to.
Exactly. Exactly. Just by reading a rom-com. I love that.
Yeah.
That's so fun. So are you working on another book right now?
Too many of them. I have like four different projects in the works. Well, you know, one that I plan to query and that I'm working on a revise and resubmit for an agent for right
okay.
now. And hope to go the traditional route with that one. I've got another one that I'm working on to plan to self-publish, and a couple others that I'm just sort of tinkering with. So
are you gonna
I don't
do,
know what's going to come out next.
It'll be fun to see. Are you going to do like a series for your self-published stuff or keep them like one-offs?
Yep. So I make no promises, but right now what my plan is for to get to the other side. So Bear, the hero, and to get to the other side, he has just a really fun family. I loved writing his family. He's got some meddlesome siblings that are just a riot. And so I would love to continue writing and following that Ooh. Family and give each one of his many sisters their own happily ever after.
That would be fun.
So that is currently my plan for self-publishing
okay.
is to continue and turn
that
into a series. So
excellent. That's a great
idea. We'll
see
if it actually happens, but that's the plan for right now.
I love that. I love series, and especially if you've got a fun family, it's so fun when they all get their own story and you want to stay in the world and you get invested in all the people, and that's just
exactly.
So much
I'm
fun.
Actually listening to Chloe Lise's latest release right now. I always forget the titles of hers. Only if it's only in forever. So the Bergman Brothers series.
Okay.
And so similar concept to that, where it's following each of the siblings.
Yeah.
Is what I want to do.
I like that. That's so much fun. I was talking to another author, and one of her series is like 15 books or something, and.
Oh my.
It's like, wow, that is so amazing. And the readers love it because they like staying in that world. And that's,
I feel like with that many, it would get hard to keep track of all the different pieces to draw on from all the other books, but we'll see.
I was talking, I went to a book club last night where they read one of my books. And so we were talking about things, and they were asking me about, like, how do you keep track of the different characters when you do a series. And they're like, do you have like one of those big crime boards where you have the string that goes? I'm like, that is such a fun idea.
So, no, but I'm going to need one now.
I think I might need that now. Yeah. So that's a fun idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, cool. So, so you get back to Chicago often. So if somebody goes to Chicago, what are three things that you think that they need to see?
They need to see, I think a comedy show is a big one, because you've got like Second City in Chicago. There's a lot of great comedy clubs in the area, even out in the suburbs. There's like Zanies. So there's great comedy that you can see
cool.
in
okay.
Chicago. If you're there in the summer, a trip to the beach is always nice. And probably one of the museums. The museums there are great.
Nice. Good stuff. Thank you. Well, thank you for hanging out with me today. I've enjoyed chatting with you.
You as well. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. And thanks for joining us in the book club on our trip across the United States.
Yes, absolutely. You have a good one.
You too.
Thanks for joining me today. If you'd like to be part of the Read Across the U.S. Book Club, I'd love to have you join us. There is a link in the show notes, so just head down there and click, and we will welcome you in. So see you in the book club, I hope. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week with a new episode.